Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Dow is up 8 at the open after jumping more than 500 points yesterday to a new record high. That followed the Fed's announcement of no new interest rate hikes and possible cuts next year. Bank Rate's Greg McBride.
I think for investors as well as just consumers in general, the outlook going into 2024, a lot more positive than it was coming into 2023.
Benjamin Netanyahu rebuffing a warning from President Biden over waning international support. The BBC's Yoland Nell from Jerusalem.
The public messaging that we're getting from the Israeli Prime Minister is quite a defiant one, saying that they will continue in Gaza until Hamas is annihilated, until there is a real victory.
Russia's president raising the possibility of a prisoner swap with the U.S. for Evan Gershkovich and Paul Whelan. CBS's Vicky Barker.
Vladimir Putin said he hopes an agreement will be reached, but that the U.S. has to listen to Russia's conditions.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Many held their noses to do it, but University of Wisconsin regents have now approved a deal to trade raises for employees who are cutting back diversity efforts. Angela Adams was not one of them.
I did not join this board to beat the rust into political gamesmanship. DEI is not something that we should be exchanging for dollars.
It's the same deal the regents rejected last weekend. Those who flipped say workers need their raises and that diversity remains a key component of the system's strategic plan. Eight Wisconsin communities are getting $11 million for safer roads. They include Madison, Milwaukee, and Chippewa County. The federal grant money is for infrastructure and traffic safety programs to prevent road injuries and deaths. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A holiday display at Irvine Park in Chippewa Falls was nearly destroyed on Wednesday after a woman drove through it. According to a press release from the Chippewa Falls Police Department, at around 7:45 a.m. on Wednesday, law enforcement officials received a call about a vehicle ramming into fences and park displays near the entrance of Irvine Park. 32-year-old Ebony Renee Hudson was arrested at the scene, accused of intentionally driving through the display and colliding with a Parks Department vehicle four times. Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced legislation to promote marriage equality in the state. The first bill would reportedly remove invalid and unenforceable language in the state constitution that recognizes marriage as being between opposite genders. The second aims to clarify the parental rights of same-sex couples and modernize the language in family and marriage statutes. Members of the legislative LGBTQ+ caucus are hoping to make changes to the state law to match the protections under current federal law. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Who stole the game ball? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A funny thing happened last night at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks had just embarrassed the Pacers 140-126 in a game in which Giannis scored 64 points, the most ever by a Buck in a single game, surpassing Michael Redd's 57 points. Bally Sports Wisconsin. Giannis says after he went to the Pacers to keep the game ball as a souvenir.
I have a ball, but I don't know if it's a game ball. It doesn't feel like the game ball to me. It feels like a brand new ball.
Next came a heated discussion outside the visitors' locker room, caught on camera, Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle.
We always get the game ball. We were not thinking about Giannis's franchise record. So we grabbed the ball, and a couple of minutes later, my general manager got elbowed in the ribs.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 49 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 31. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a few afternoon showers, 45, with rain possible on Friday night into early Saturday. The weekend will be partly cloudy with highs in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So Calvin, last night I had an opportunity to hang out with Hall of Famer Leroy Butler at Robert Hack's Jewelers Diamonds in Greenfield. And Leroy Butler is an amazing guy, man. I was there with him for 2 hours. He was there from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And there were people lined up, man, like they were coming to see Donald Trump. I mean, they were lined up and they were bringing all these things that they wanted him to sign. And can you imagine, Calvin, if you got paid for signing your name, just for signing Calvin? You still got time, right? You're a young guy. Maybe you might obtain that sometime in your life. It's too late for me. But he's being paid for signing his name. And the people were lined up, man, all out the back door, and they're bringing, you know, helmets, T-shirts, you know, everything just to touch a hem of his garment and be made holy.
Well, he's a Wisconsin hero. He has brought so many people so many great memories with the Packers. And like you said, he's a great guy. I had the chance to meet him the last time you brought him into the studio. And he's just a really nice, kind, fun guy.
So last night was the 30-year anniversary of the Lambeau Leap. And so, you know, the amazing thing was so many people who came out to pay homage. And, you know, it's surreal. It was surreal, man. You know, it's more popular than politicians. It's more popular than entertainers. You know, and his humility. I think is what really sets him apart, man. He took the time out with little two-year-olds, right? And he showed, you know, the humanity that he possesses. Part of his aura is his connection to people. And, you know, he would get down on one knee with the two-year-old who didn't want to, hey, who is this? Get away from me. And he would reach in his pocket, and he's got something that attracts a two-year-old. He's got this bag, grab bags of things that he always brings with him that will make things easier for anybody. I want to thank Robert Hacks Jewelers for doing that. And I'm sure all of those people who came in, you know, and appreciated the opportunity that Robert Hacks presented to them. Because without Robert Hacks, Leroy Butler wouldn't have been there. So I really enjoyed hanging out with Leroy Butler. And I hope we do some things in the future with Robert Hacks. They're a great company. They've been around a long time. And if you're thinking about doing something in the way of, you know, diamonds, Robert Hacks Jewelers in Greenfield is the place to do it. Let me go here, man. You know, Calvin, they've been talking for the last year, and what Republicans have been talking about is the inflation, right? Inflation is too high. You know, inflation is at 9%. And Joe Biden and the 9% inflation, and yes, it was there. And yes, it hurt. It hurt me. It hurt people. Gasoline prices at one time were up to $5 a gallon. You remember that, Kevin?
Yes, I do.
Under Joe Biden, right? I can also tell you that people were talking about inflation, the gasoline prices, all of these things, and they were counting on using that against Joe Biden and the Democrats. And mystically, man, the last time Trump was in office, the lowest gas price when he was in office was $1.90. Excuse me. Have you noticed the difference in the gas prices, man?
Yeah, it's been pretty reasonable lately.
Man, I went to a gas station last night, $2.57. Now, these things are happening. Inflation down 3% and falling. And there's actually predictions of 2024 for cutting the interest rates three times. The Dow Jones is at a record level, 38,000, 37,000 points. Never been there. I don't know about you, but clearly there are signs that things are getting better. Now, if you're on the other side of this and you've hung your hat on the economy is so horrible that we've got to get rid of Joe Biden and the Democrats because the economy is so horrible, which I've heard nonstop over the last 2 to 3 years. What do you do now? You can't use the gas prices being this and that because there's not that big a difference between $1.90 and $2.57. Really, it's not considering there was a time when we were up to $5. Interest rates, 3% and falling so swiftly that they have decided and determined that they're now going to cut rates three times next year. The sky is not falling anymore. Let's do this. I will certainly give CJ an opportunity. And I already know that in spite of these facts, He's a guy always talking about facts. But in spite of these facts, let's hear what CJ has to say. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning to you, Earl. Yeah, I wish you'd give me more time to explain on topics, because the mere fact that it's 18% over 2 years.
What's 18? Wait a minute. I'm talking right now. Challenge it, yes or no. The interest rates at 3% and falling. I won't talk about 18%. We're talking about now as we move into the election cycle. Gasoline, which you and others have been screaming and yelling about, $2.57 and falling. The Dow Jones, 37,000 and rising, record high. I won't talk about yesterday. We're talking about today.
No, see, no one wants to talk about Bidenomics because it's true. It doesn't work.
Well, it's working. What are you talking about?
You said interest rates are down to 3%. No, inflation is down to 3.7%.
Yeah, inflation. I'm sorry. Inflation.
When you combine it with last year's, you're looking at 17% inflation over 2 years. It's down from the high, yes, but it's still increasing. But it's like when the Democrats say a cut in something, it's actually a reduction in something.
Hey, CJ, all I can tell you is that the Federal Reserve, and that's who I'm listening to, not CJ. The Federal Reserve says 3% and falling, and that inflation is falling so swiftly that they project three cuts in the interest rates in 2024. Now, you know, we can go by what CJ says or by what the Federal Reserve says. I choose to think that the Federal Reserve is in a better position to determine where it's headed than you are.
Let's go to the grocery store, Earl. So you want to deflect. You want to deflect from what people are feeling. I'm
one of the people. What are you talking about?
What they're feeling.
CJ, I'm one of the people. What people are you talking about?
I'm talking about everybody who goes to the grocery store.
I go to the grocery store, CJ. I'm one of the people.
Do you want to hear, you always ask a question, but then you talk over me. It's people trying to pay rent, trying to pay heat, trying to pay for groceries. And yes, gas prices, they falsely brought it down.
Let me ask you something. How did they falsely bring it down?
Through by using our national reserves that are meant for
CJ,
war.
CJ, how long ago did they address our reserve and to use the reserve. How many, 10 months ago? 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ+ veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Stand all alone in this house, ain't no home without that man of mine.
Christmas just ain't Christmas without the one you love.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know the naysayers who don't want to hear the truth. The Biden White House just released its economic year-end review for 2023, and it's celebrating a robust economic performance, even as polls show Americans are still anxious about the U.S. economy. National Economic Council Director Leo Braden issued a statement celebrating the administration's economic agenda 3 years after the COVID-19 pandemic shut down the global economy. Let me repeat that. 3 years after the COVID-19 pandemic shut down the global economy. So the Republican side of things doesn't want to remember that 3 years ago, we were in a horrific place in this nation as our government was basically shut down and people and the supply chain completely disrupted. People don't want to remember that. That had a major impact on inflation. It had a major impact on the fact that Bidenomics had to come to the rescue of a nation. Well, he spent all his money and he brought in inflation. The nation was drowning. And had they not injected those resources into the economy, there's no telling where we would have been. That's a fact. That's the truth of the matter. I want to go back talking about, well, 19% on top of this. That's poppycock. Anyway, here's a guy who will know what poppycock means, Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, man?
Good morning, G. Earl. I'm actually not calling you, Earl. I'm calling our buddy, CJ, that just called in. I'm going to give him a few facts that Fox won't tell him. We have so far this winter set a record spending in the U.S. on Christmas stuff or Christmas-associated items, record-setting. We have a record-setting Dow. I just bought gas. Thanks to Bidenomics, I'm paying less. When the people that he listens to make Trump this great guy, remember, if he was such a leader, COVID wouldn't have killed well over a million people in our country if he was a leader. Ebola was on our shores when Obama was there, but we didn't even hear about it because it was controlled. We had leadership. Under Trump, it went six ways of Sunday, and we needed semi-trucks to haul away the dead under Trump's leadership. Well, CJ, you keep listening to that stuff, but Earl, if it could ever be possible, I'd love to debate him anywhere, anytime, face-to-face. He's been led by the nose from Fox. He parrots it just perfect, and he has no ability or desire to research what he talks about.
Well, you know, Bill, again, in the face of the facts and the truth. The economy, the highest percentage of growth in the last 50 years, job growth continues. And yet, you know, people don't want to talk about that, but it doesn't matter when it comes to, you know, people voting in the elections. You're not going to be able to sell them fool's gold anymore. People are aware. They see the gas prices. They know again that, you know, again, the Dow Jones is at record levels. Let me do this. Let me move on. Bill, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jim from Eden. Good morning to you, Jim. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, doing good, Earl. Thank you. I don't think wages have been keeping up, you know, with the inflation. You know, inflation's been over the last 3 years around 15%, but wages have not increased that much. And that's what we're noticing. It's just difficult going out there, buying new cars, you know, going to the grocery stores. You know, prices are higher in grocery stores than they were 3 years ago, and our wages have not increased at the same level. You know, that's all we're saying.
No, so let me say this to you. It is true. And I'm not going to carry water for anybody. It is true that prices are higher. And it is true that wages have not kept track or with inflation. But, you know, again, part of the reason that inflation was there was because of what happened with COVID and the shutdown of the nation. And so it didn't matter who the president would have been when that occurred. This was going to happen. And the fact that Joe Biden was forced into, as any president would have been, if those resources, think about it. I'm sure you received, what were those things called, Calvin? We all got those checks. COVID relief funds. You know, you got them. I'm sure at the time you got them, you appreciated them. And all the Americans who got them utilized them. And yeah, it started moving the economy again. And so people have soon forgotten, Jim, about that. But there was no other choice at that point in time. And so it did increase inflation. But it saved the ship from sinking. So, you know, there is going to be no quick fix for the increase in wages, because there wasn't any increase in wages under Donald Trump. So I don't know why we should have expected there to all of a sudden be an increase in wages. There haven't been any increase in wages under Donald Trump, under Barack Obama, under George Bush, under Bill Clinton, you know, under Ronald Reagan. When is the last time there's been an increase in wages?
Yeah, I'm just saying that's what people are feeling.
I know, but I'm saying there hasn't been any increases in wages. Yes, there should be. Sandy and I talk about it all the time. But thank you very much for chiming in, man. Thank you very much for the call. Everybody else, hang on. We'll come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show.
Talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers are considering keeping athletes transitioning from male to female out of girls and women's high school and college sports in Wisconsin. Two such bills got a committee hearing yesterday. Democratic Senator Tim Carpenter is openly gay and says the rhetoric sounds familiar.
People in my community have been marginalized for such a long time. The things that transgender people are going through today are the things we went through in the 40s and 50s and 60s.
Governor Evers has said he'll veto any bill he feels discriminates against LGBTQ plus Wisconsinites. The Lonely Elk search for a mate has a sad ending. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the young bull died after being hit by a car in Joliet, Illinois. He'd been spotted as far north as Wausau. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire City Council has unanimously voted to end a legal battle with the town of Washington and Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources over a stretch of land in the county. The lawsuit was the second filed by the town of Washington over the city of Eau Claire's attempt to annex the land for a housing development called Orchard Hills. A settlement agreement calls for the developers to feature single-family homes in their proposals and pay $100,000 to the town of Washington over 3 years. After narrowly rejecting the proposal over the weekend, the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents has now approved a deal with Republican legislators. The deal will limit diversity positions in the university system in exchange for the release of already approved pay raises and money for construction projects. Critics of the deal say the Universities of Wisconsin traded minority and LGBTQ plus interests for money. The second vote was scheduled after a closed-door meeting led by UW President Jay Rothman. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Who stole the game ball? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A funny thing happened last night at Five Sir Forum. The Bucks had just embarrassed the Pacers 140-126 in a game in which Giannis scored 64 points, the most ever by a Buck in a single game, surpassing Michael Redd's 57 points. Valley Sports Wisconsin. Giannis says after he went to the Pacers to keep the game ball as a souvenir.
I have the ball, but I don't know if it's a game ball. It doesn't feel like the game ball to me. It feels like a brand new ball.
Next came a heated discussion outside the visitors' locker room, caught on camera. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle.
We always get the game ball. We were not thinking about Giannis's franchise record. So we grabbed the ball, and a couple of minutes later, my general manager got elbowed in the ribs.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 49 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 31. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a few afternoon showers, 45, with rain possible on Friday night into early Saturday. The weekend will be partly cloudy with highs in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Let it snow. Oh, let it snow. Let it snow on me. Let it snow.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Just, you know, talking about some facts about the changes, that have taken place, you know, with Bidenomics. Again, say whatever it is you want to say. You can't refute the truth and these facts. And so all of us are benefiting by what has transpired and the changes. Let's go to Karina. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Well, it's weird that people from Republican point of view talking about wages, because they kind of forgetting that the wages interest is going straight to Reagan down trickling economics. So it's been for 40 years and it's been a talk. It doesn't work. The wages supposed to be increased because those people cut off the taxes for corporates. Corporates should be increasing the wages, and corporates should be giving that to people, not the government. If you want the government to do that, then you need to give a power to a government to be able to do it. So either go back to the Reagan economics and change it, and stop complaining that the prices are going and wages are not. Everybody complaining about it, but this is the Republican side of the deal who actually pushing it through and saying that they want to keep that trickle-down economics, which doesn't work, and make just a distance between people, between people who's making a lot of money. And people who are still working really hard and doing what they're supposed to be doing, but we're losing every day going to the grocery store, and no matter how much the everything else is great, we're not gonna get there because nobody pays us enough. And then another point, Earl, the unions who are standing up for the workers so they can actually receive fair wages are also being exterminated by Republican Party. So why are you guys complaining?
Karina, you kind of put it out there, and the truth of the matter is I had almost forgotten about when we talk about the fact of stagnant wages, all of that has been tied into the death of unions. And so you're 100% correct. Hey, thank you as always, my friend. Always good talking to you. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Earl. First off, I just want to say that we the people, government, works better under the Democrats. And I'm very, very proud to be a Joe Biden and Kamala Harris supporter, and Bidenomics is working. We're safer and more secure with Joe Biden in the White House. He's helped our infrastructure. He's helped our protection of LGBTQI people. He has had a better economy than anyone ever in the history in our history.
So, Tom, you also brought up an issue that I didn't add, but a clearly one that will have epic information in decades to come. The infrastructure. I don't care if it's in rural America, if it's in California, if it's in New York, if it's in Hawaii, if it's in Alaska. The infrastructure that had been ignored for decades and even a century. Joe Biden has certainly done some things to change that. Is it safe to say that, Tom?
100%. And the thing about it is Joe Biden is actually looking at things as a return on investment. Infrastructure is a huge return on investment for all Americans, not just, you know, one political party. And, you know, the previous president actually talked about infrastructure a lot, but never did infrastructure, just gave tax cuts to billionaires. So, you know, we really need to look at all of the things that George. Here's the other thing, Earl, the reaction to COVID. Yes, it could have happened very badly under any president in terms of what happened during COVID. But it wasn't until Joe Biden actually came in and actually reacted to it and actually got listened to the, you know, the actual scientist in this area that now makes it that I can sit around my my Christmas table and have my loved ones with me. And that cannot be said when Donald Trump was actually the president of the United States, because he had his head in the sand about it. The big difference is Joe Biden is actually a doer. He's actually someone that gets things done. Donald Trump is a huckster. He is a grifter. And he's someone that says, oh, boy, this is the best economy ever in the world. And people apparently have bought into it, unfortunately. But Joe Biden actually can prove it with facts. So, yeah, like I said, I'm just so happy that, you know, and I was, as you know, I was a huge Bernie supporter. But the thing is, Joe Biden has done exactly a lot of the things that Bernie has actually talked about and continues to. And I think we're on a better track in America than we would be under any type of group of people that say they hate the government.
Hey, Tom, history will bear that out. And maybe we need to make a commercial for the Democratic Party on that. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go back to Stephen from Green Bay. Stephen, you're up. Go ahead, sir.
So I just want to say that there was a saying that I was always told, that things will get worse before they get better. The inflation was things getting worse, and now we're starting to see things getting better. The problem is that the person sitting in the White House at the present time doesn't have an R behind his name. And the Republicans and the people that support the Republicans don't like that too much. They're never going to call a show like yours, Earl, and say, guess what? The Democrats are actually doing something to help our country. Because why would they say that? The Republican.
Well, so let me say this to you, Stephen. One of the things, again, is I don't think there's any Republican who can deny that infrastructure has made a difference in their community, right? I mean, it's just true. Everywhere, all over the country, and the infrastructure bill and the impact of it will be felt long after President Biden is gone, because the money's already been spent and the work will be going on for years.
I agree with what you're saying 100%, Earl, but that's the thing. Republicans don't deal in facts. They deal in their alternate reality. And so just because something is true, and we all know it's true, it doesn't necessarily mean that they believe it to be true.
Right.
I will say this. Joe Biden has done one heck of a job. I remember the feeling that I felt when I was sitting at the dinner table and, you know, not really knowing where my next meal was going to come from, because everyone was locked in their house.
Right.
And I worked at the hospital at that time, and you saw the sickness coming through the doors. And
right.
People more times than not making it back out the doors. And it was a very dark time. And the president that we had at that time, I feel like, dumped kerosene on the fire and made it worse than what it had to be. And Joe Biden came in and he had a platter full of doo-doo that he had to clean up from the last administration. And he's not even through his first term, and we're already seeing improvements being made. Call him what you want. Call him Sleepy Joe. Say that he's cognitively slow or whatever. If he's cognitively slow, then what does that say for Donald Trump? Because he came in and cleaned up Donald Trump's mess. That's all I got to say.
Well, Stephen, you said a mouthful. You really did, man. You really kind of put it the way it should be. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, you know, I hear you guys try to convince everybody it's going so well, but you obviously haven't checked the people trying to buy homes or rent homes. CJ, and it's caused
that home,
by and more people die.
Okay, CJ, in my neighborhood, there have been, and this is absolutely the truth, 5 houses sold in my neighborhood on the block that I live in the last 2 months. Just the truth. Just the truth. And another house just went up Tuesday. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, more people died under Joe Biden with COVID than under Donald Trump.
No, I thought we were talking about the houses.
Joe Biden.
So you just jumped to something else. You were telling me about houses and housing, and I'm telling you, they maybe it's just my neighborhood that they've been selling.
Yeah, I bet you it's less than what they would have sold for a year and a half.
All right. So what was the other thing you were saying? More people died under Joe Biden. You know why? More people died under Joe Biden because Joe Biden was the president right in the midst after COVID had intensified and before they were able to create and understand exactly what it was they were dealing with. You're clearly not saying that if Donald Trump would have remained the president, that COVID would have been handled differently by him. Is that what you're saying? Oh, he's gone. Okay. All right. We got to take a short hiatus. Gene from Eau Claire, hang on. Our phone lines open as always at 844-967-2789. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
The Tap.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Yeah.
plain. Snow is glistening.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I don't know where the time goes. It just flies. What's the old axiom? Time flies when you're having fun. But we've been talking about the positive things that have happened under President Joe Biden. Sleepy Joe, what do they call him? What's that Brandon thing, Calvin?
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon, and all the other foolishness that did not address the realities of what has happened under Joe Biden, President Joe Biden. Let's go to Gene from McClare. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you? It's been a while.
Well, good morning, Earl. I was just enjoying all your music, I'll tell you. I got a dog who doesn't like music very well, and he loves your music. His tail's just the way. I have to turn you on every morning, and he loves it. I do, too.
Well, thank
anyway,
you.
There are so many great points everybody's called, and you got great callers, and you do an outstanding job, Earl, and thank you so much for the service you provide for all of us. Joe Biden definitely is a workhorse. Trump's just a show horse. You know, people watch and see the criminality this guy has pulled and the fraud and the scams and the lies. I don't even know why anybody would even vote for the guy, but that's my opinion. Also, Joe Biden, when Trump got in, and also this is an ongoing threat and people better pay attention to it, they were celebrating when the House voted to overturn Obamacare. And thank God for John McCain, because health care was a huge, huge issue. Yes, it's very expensive now, but you can't get kicked off your policies. Everybody has to be accepted. You can get assistance through, through the Affordable Care Act. You know, and they still want to destroy it. People who are on Medicaid and are on Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security, open your ears. People say, oh, they'll never do nothing. They're not going to get those people angry so they don't get out and vote. Oh, yes, they will, because Ron Johnson from Wisconsin wants them voted on it every year to okay increases or Social Security and Medicare. And look what they're doing with our budget. Do you think you want these people in charge of that? They want to give more power to themselves. And the scary thing is, well, let's go through his accomplishments. Joe Biden has worked very hard. We have had internet access buried down our road in rural areas. We have had roads fixed due if it goes
hey, hey,
to
Gene,
our state.
Repeat that about the internet.
Yes, he's getting internet to the rural areas, and of course with the help of our governor, and also, food. They also have more food assistance. Gas prices have gone down. Roads and bridges are getting taken care of, and he's working on, well, look at the prescription drugs. I mean, Joe Biden isn't in this job to say, hey, I'm the president. Look at me. I want parades. He's there because he wants to fix all the damage that Trump and the Republicans have pulled on the people. He's there not to aggrandize himself and sell products and pictures of himself and get other monies coming in. He's there to work for us. How lucky can we be? I mean, he's at the end of his years. Most people want to retire. He's there working his butt off every day. He's all over the country. He's there helping families, and he wants to get schools safer, churches safer, stores safer from gun violence. You know, yeah, he wants the border taken care of, but who's killing all the people in our country? Our people. So, you know, we got a lot to, you know, wake up, pay attention, because this guy really is truly the real thing.
Hey.
He may be a grandpa, but he's a caring grandpa, and he's knowledgeable, wise, and a good leader. Thank you so much.
Jean, you said a mouthful. Thank you very much for the call. And for those of you across the state who are tuned in to Civic Media, I would say to you, think about the conversation we had about the things that are changing as we speak. And don't get bogged down by 9% interest. Don't get bogged down by $5 gasoline, which were, the message of the day 2 years ago. You know, ask yourself the question. These things, these signs that the economy is changing, you got, and all these things happen without a recession. Normally, for interest rates to be at 9%, inflation to be at 9% and go down precipitously as they have, down to 3%, 6% inflation washed away without layoffs is unheard of. Has never happened before in the history of our country. Don't take my word for it. Check it out. So you see these things starting to change, and eventually our lives will be changing. Whatever you feel about President Biden, things are getting a little better. They're not going to get better overnight, but they're progressively getting better. And that's all you can ask. Thank you all for making, you know, the show go as always. Thank you, Calvin. My interview with Leroy Butler is going to be appearing on Civic Media on my Facebook post. So look for it. It's a great interview with Leroy Butler. And up next is
Jane Matinier and Carol King.
Jane Matinier and Carol King, As Goes Wisconsin. See you later. Enjoy the 50-degree weather.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, Israel's defense.